Dunguard.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hey, Kerry, can you pull up that piece with Romney on it yesterday? How he prefers, so we can close up that whole situation with the homosexual marriage. Obama coming out and saying he's
embracing it?
And he's setting a precedent for the world. Isn't it interesting that he would say that we'd be setting a precedent for the world due to the fact that that's why the world calls us the light of the world, not the darkness of the world? Yep. He wants to set a new precedent, folks. Mm-hmm. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It's Friday, the 11th of May, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And yes, I'm sorry to say Jake McMillan, the other guy, is back.
Came back. I'm still breathing.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about taking the oxygen.
His mom pays me a lot of money to have him around, folks, so we have to keep him on.
I do doubt that part, though. She doesn't pay anybody a lot of money.
No, people always pay for what they want. And that's how much of a nuisance you are to her.
Is she? Really?
You get it?
Wow. All right.
Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Follow me on my Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. Again, BradleyDean1 on Twitter. If you'd like to be a part of the show, we'll pick you up today. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Ted Jake.
Yes. Mr. Frank.
Did you hear that? Yeah.
Nessie had a little something to say, too, on that gay marriage thing.
Homosexual marriage.
Going around. Yes.
Homosexual marriage. Yeah.
Sodomite marriage. How about that? That's even
better.
That's
really what it is.
They don't like to talk about that.
No.
That, you know, because they're nice.
But anyways.
Yeah. Anyways, folks, if you go to the SOL Media page, we want to direct your attention to there. Every day we're talking about topics and we post them on there. So it's a great way to get your news every morning. But this is news that's reacting and taking ground. You'll also find today on WorldNet Daily, Bradley's recent column just released today about the ACLU and taking them head on. You always hear about, oh, the ACLU, they're going after so-and-so. Well, how about when somebody goes after them? Because after all, they're not American, they're not civil, and they're not promoting liberty. They are a union, probably. But other than that, they don't have much else going for them. But you want to watch this video and send it to your friends. Again, it's time we put offense where offense should be, and those that should be on the defense running back, not standing up and playing their offense card. You can find that on our Facebook page. It's on the front of SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Also on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com is the SOL Media button. You're going to find all the news there. We're posting stuff every single day for you.
Really quick, because we are going to be talking about the ACLU. Is it not interesting to the people of this country and across the world? Is it not interesting to you that he said he was setting a precedent through homosexual marriage? Doesn't anybody think that kind of bizarre? A precedent? What do you mean?
Like universal?
You mean like I want to do something that nobody else has done ever in the history of mankind? Well, we can look across the border and see in Canada as to the devastation that's taking place and who is really under attack and who is really being bullied, namely the family and homeschoolers and anybody else that speaks out against the perversion.
And perversion is what it is.
Yeah. So
his precedent is I'm going to make perversion okay in the eyes of the
party. He's going to try that. He's daring justice and he's daring God.
Oh, we definitely
see God's justice. And so in saying that, I thought it was interesting that yesterday when I was driving to go pick up some fish food, I turn on the top of the hour news, whatever you want to say, however you want to say it.
You're setting a precedent.
I'm totally am. putting the cart before the horse. Putting the horse before the cart. I thought it was really interesting that when America's best, Mitt Romney,
who's best?
Of course I'm being facetious.
Oh.
Was asked about homosexual marriage. Quote, this is what he said. This is for those that have fallen to the deception of the New World Order monkeys. Listen carefully as to what Mitt Romney said. Go ahead.
Regards to the domestic partnership rights, but my preference would be to have a national standard for marriage, and that marriage we defined as being between a man and a woman.
Gays quickly interpret that, Governor, as being discriminatory to them, and that a president, Romney, would etch in the Constitution something that discriminates against a large swath of people in this country.
Hang on a second. Stop for a second. First of all, that's Fox News, folks.
Ooh.
That's the conservative channel. Listen to what he's saying to the presidential candidate, Mitt Romney. This is, by the way, Fox is supposed to be for the conservatives. And then he said a large swipe of people. What are you talking about? Less than 1.7% of the population. Homosexual marriage, friends, is not about homosexual marriage. We're going to wrap this up right after the break here. But people need to understand, he was asked the question, and you heard the second part of his answer. The first part was, well, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with gay couples adopting kids. No, if you look at the end aim, their objective, it's always towards the kids. Just go to Canada. See, the media is not bringing in that direction because they don't want you to see the fallout that's taking place over there and who is under attack. And by the way, who is doing the hating? They're setting up human rights commission boards and giving them authority to bring justice upon anybody that stands against their illegalities. That's Mitt Romney for you, friends. I prefer, he said. No, wait. The president of the United States saying I prefer? What is government's job? To enforce law, not prefer. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back after this break.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsofliberty.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsofliberty.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, we're going to do one more piece here. Pelosi, the witch.
Pelosi. This is a really short one, too.
Yeah. Well, Jake just brought this up, so I want to wrap this up because I do want to get over to the ACLU really quick. But I thought it was of some importance that we understand how your government is at war with its foundations and who is the giver of our foundations.
Yep.
The Mosaic Institution, of course, God is. Yep. And they're at war with God, and they're trying to turn people to be at war with God.
Yep. Well, you brought up a point at the end of it. The government's job is to enforce the law. Well, whose law?
That's right.
It's not the government's law. It's not the preference of the government. It's God's law. That's whose law we're to enforce.
Well, let me exemplify. Here, where does it come from? Exodus 18:21 is republicanism. That's why we're a republic, folks. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God. In other words, they hate what he hates and loves what he loves. Men of truth, hating covetousness. And place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens.
Yep.
That's how we're supposed to rule in the fear of God. Mm-hmm. And what happens when we depart from that? We have people like Pelosi, yep. Harry Reid, Obama, Jay Carney, the clown, I mean, so on and so forth. So, in saying that, do you got that piece real quick, Kathy? We're going to go ahead and play this piece real quick. Check this out. This is Pelosi.
Just many of the people that are opposed to gay marriage cite their religion as the reason why they're opposed. But you're a Catholic that supports gay marriage. Do you believe that religion and the idea that you can support gay marriage should be separated? And how do you grapple with the idea that you support gay marriage as a Catholic?
My religion has compels me, and I love it for it, to be against discrimination of any kind in our country. And I consider this a form of discrimination. I think it's unconstitutional on top of that. So I think that yesterday was a great day for America because the president, in a very personal as well as presidential way, made history.
Well, he did make history.
Hopefully this will bring people together on the issue.
Wait, stop again. What do you mean on the issue? Together on what? Your precedent or God's?
Yep.
And that's what it comes down to, folks. These people are clearly at war with who you are as a people. She's a witch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even kidding you. She is a witch to the core.
Yep.
This is the same lady that said, let's take on Obamacare, let's pass the bill, and then read it after it's passed. Yeah. How backwards can you be? She's a congresswoman from the 8th District of California. Huh.
That explains it. But even in California.
What's that district? Is San Francisco happen to be in there? Oh, well, thank you. She just happens to be from San Francisco. Why does the media always go to her?
Yeah. And that little voice.
Like anybody cares what this witch has to say. That's exactly what she is. She is a witch. In every sense of the word. She is completely backwards. And she's at war with America as you know it.
Yep.
And there's no getting around it, like it or not. Because it's better to obey God than men, folks. And when you start submitting to this kind of garbage, you set yourself up for judgment, like it or not. Look at history, folks. There's no getting around it. Yep. I went off on that whole vein yesterday.
Yeah, there's a reason why he made history, because nobody was stupid enough to embrace something like
that.
So all he's doing is all she's doing is celebrating him in his confusion. By the way, San Francisco, their animals outnumber their children. This is a little demograph in our country that is the most messed up, and she comes right out of it. And then she embraces her religion to say, well, that supports me in my decision to do this. Doctrines of devils?
Isn't it Christian's job? Aren't they called kings and priests in the sight of God? Aren't they to make the distinction between that which is holy and undefiled?
Yeah.
Doesn't the Bible say in the New Testament that you're to come out from among them, be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing, and then I will receive you and you'll be my sons and my daughters? Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what Bible. Friendship with the world is enmity with God?
See, then she coins that stuff. That's discrimination. Those are the discrimination verses.
Well, you know what? You know what? I'm a discriminator too. Then
the law discriminates, doesn't it? Yeah.
Towards sin.
We want it to.
What is government's job?
That's right, to discriminate against
evil. When someone assaults us, which Pelosi?
Mm-hmm.
What are we supposed to just come together when they're assaulting us?
Hey, go give them a hug.
What would you do if a foreign country did that, which Pelosi? Mm-hmm. Would you just embrace it and gather everybody around it?
Yep.
You probably would, because you've been fraternizing with Stalin since day one.
Depends what
you stinking communist. And that's exactly what she is, a witch, quote unquote. She is a witch. She is about as backwards as they come, folks. And let me tell you what, she is about as carnal as they come as well. The carnal mind is enmity against God. Stupid is what it means. Carnal, fleshy. She's discriminating against God. She's trying to set the people against God. And she says it's discrimination to obey God? What is she doing in government? That's her purpose. Just like Romney a couple minutes prior to that. I prefer? I mean, can you imagine a cop seeing a bank robbery going on?
Yeah.
And gets out of the car and says, hey, I prefer that you don't break the law. I just prefer that you quit doing that.
Put the money down. I prefer that.
Where's the spine? But then again, I understand jellyfish don't have spines.
No, they don't.
Bones. Wow. She's a piece of work.
Yeah.
I can't even you know what? I got a picture on my Facebook right now of our veterans overseas with tears in their eyes, one man holding a little baby that was killed, and it was an American soldier holding that baby in his arms. And by the way, that soldier has killed himself since then, friends. There's another picture of a girl in a corner, one of our veterans, with tears running down her face. Another one's a black dude with tears running down his face because they just lost a comrade in arms, folks. One of their friends. One of their soulmates. And then there's another one in the bottom picture where there's he's got a helmet on, he's just broken in half, and he's got his hands over his face. I wrote on the top of it, and I said, in America allows this administration to corrupt what they're ratifying. How this is going on in this country is amazing to me. It blows me away. A bunch of fraternizers in government setting precedents that are unprecedented in the history of mankind. I'm curious to know what that precedent's going to bring. I really am. I can tell you the answer right now. You can just read it in the Word of God. Sooner or later, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Oh my gosh. Woe unto those that call good evil and evil good, and put light for darkness and darkness for light. Woe is a curse. When Jesus was woeing those in the church and the governments, the leaving of Herod and the leaving of Pharisees, you know, he was literally damning them people for their rejection of who he is and what he brings forth. He is the light of men. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. The condemnation is that they love darkness rather than the light, lest their deeds might be wrought in God. That means pounded into place by a hammer. In other words, they refuse to repent for their sins before a just and a holy God. They just ignore Christ on the cross. That was our sin that put him there, folks. And then you think about in the natural, these guys and girls over there that are sacrificing literally their lives, and they're coming back in boxes. And you have these people, and the American people allow these politicians to corrupt what they died for. That is called the utmost of disrespect. That's blasphemy to their sacrifice. That's desecrating their memories in every sense of the word. To let these people go on one more day shows you how unthankful you are for what they died for. One more day. But once you begin to show people the price of their redemption, the blood in the natural and in the spiritual, I'll tell you what, it changes everything around. It puts everything in light. You know, and then they talk about putting an amendment onto the Constitution. It's already against the law, folks.
That's right.
I don't need to amend anything. That's just one step taking you off of course, folks. That's all it is. And it's another deceptive match. It's another deceptive course they want to get you off on. Well, we have to make an amendment. No, you don't. And folks, when they do that kind of stuff, it shows you their corruption. I heard yesterday that Obama was only mirroring the American people. I'm sorry. But you know what, folks? I really think it's true. I'll tell you what, people, Jake, the people that tolerate him and his crime against the Constitution that they're always trying to amend. They make so many amendments, there's going to be no Constitution left, as I've said so many times, friends. You don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000, and then you wonder why you have 10,000 commandments. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. We're going to come right back. I am going to get to the ACLU.
Yes.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air. They are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is the beauty of the Sons of Liberty. You don't only tell us the problem, but you give us the answer, and then we show you the result.
That's right.
Check this, do.
And it's a dealing with the problem. Folks, this story is on SOL Media, right on our homepage, sonsoflibertyradio.com, SOL Media button. This was a good story. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, or whatever they are.
Woke up another town, didn't they?
Yes, they did. It's beautiful. They're doing their job, right?
They are.
So, folks, what happened in Alabama is this town is called Sylvania, which incidentally was supposed to be Pennsylvania's name. Mr. William Penn got named that. These residents were threatened with a letter by the Freedom From Religious Foundation.
Alabama.
Saying that on this sign, that's right, in Alabama, that's a smart place to go. Ephesians 4:5 was posted on government placards, and it says, "One Lord, one faith, one baptism." It says, "Sylvania welcomes you." And
can I add something to that? Ephesians. One constitution.
You got it.
Yep.
One state constitution, one federal constitution. So the FFRF sends them a letter. The mayor then goes and gets his paint bucket and paints over the scripture.
Without consulting the constituents that he works for.
Yep. Just the mayor. So after this happens.
Listen to the audacity of these people, dude.
He couldn't afford a legal battle over the sign.
Sure, but he could afford getting impeached,
got the paint,
right?
Though, yeah.
All right.
And then now, this is what's happened. This is the turn of events, long story short. The mayor has resigned. The city council called a meeting. He never even consulted. He just unilaterally made a decision.
Yeah, he did. The wrong one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And folks, mayors don't have that much power anyways in a town, but he took it upon himself. And then what happened is the city council got together and said, no, we're putting it back on. So on went the words again.
Yeah.
And FFRC is still determining what they should do.
Well, maybe what they can do is wake up the
stay in Wisconsin,
towns around them as well.
Yeah.
Because it seems like everything that they do,
yeah,
they just wake up the people and then they get smashed.
Gosh, isn't that great? That's
it's great. People are getting to the point of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of these people. If they don't like the country, listen, we'll give you a ticket.
That's right.
It's called Russia. One way, bro. Yeah. Or
Russia.
Sister. Right?
Maybe.
Right?
So.
I better make sure
Central
of that.
America. Yeah, you got to be careful of that, actually.
All right. Great. I love that.
Great news.
That's what politicians are afraid of right there. By the way, they did it lawfully.
Yes.
They did it rightfully.
This is our town.
The rebellious one was the mayor, folks.
That's right.
And when politicians break the law, who's rebelling against the law? They are.
Yep.
Hello?
So mayor's doesn't have a job because he's the one who's rebellious. And yeah. The town's got the sign. Which they
reminds me of Elijah when Ahab, the corrupt king Ahab, walks up to him and says, hey, you're the trouble of Israel. He said, wait a second, I'm not the one that's troubling Israel. You are corrupt King Ahab. Right. You forgot your father's commandments.
Right. And I've come to set the record straight.
Amen. And what did he say besides that? I ain't moving.
That's right. And he didn't. He got answered.
The ACLU is fighting the Giles County, West Virginia School Board, who wants to allow a private individual, listen to what I said, a private individual at the request of the community, to use his own funds to give the area school copies of America's founding documents, including the Ten Commandments and Thomas Jefferson's letter to the Danbury Baptists about separation of church and state. Why would the American Civil Liberties Union try to eradicate the American Constitution and its godly heritage? Not always, by the way, folks. Every once in a while, they'll do something pretty cool. And they probably do that inadvertently.
Yeah, that guy probably gets fired then after it, too.
The ACLU has proven themselves time and time again to be an anti-American organization dedicated to an effort to uproot the Constitution of America's Judeo-Christian values. In other words, discriminate against Christians.
That's right.
Oh, somebody else. Hold the dough. I didn't say it. The founder, Roger Baldwin, of the American Civil Liberties Union, pay attention to the name, folks, stated, I am for socialism, disarmament, and ultimately for abolishing the state itself. Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, said, I seek the social ownership of property, the abolition of propertied class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth. What's going on today, folks? Communism is the goal, said the founder of the ACLU, Mr. Roger Baldwin. He looks like a little rat with beady eyes.
Yeah.
No, he really does. Check the video out. It's on sonsofliberty.com right now. Just little beady eyes. Just like, geez, dude, you want some like cheese or something? Cheese.
Cheese whiz.
Man. Therefore, it comes as no surprise that the ACLU has recently attempted to stop my assembly program from being presented in America's public schools, which teaches our posterity to honor the price paid for our freedom by upholding the Constitution and the values of our founders laid out for us. You ready for this? The ACLU posted a warning to Iowa schools stating my assembly is unconstitutional. No. Unconstitutional to who?
Mm-hmm.
You or me? Who's violating our laws? Who's trying to change our laws? I'm not asking for the laws to be changed. I'm asking them to be enforced. And by the way, I ain't asking. The Constitution of the United States is a stumbling block for the ACLU when it doesn't work for them. As a matter of fact, they were caught red-handed omitting part of the First Amendment of the Constitution on their website, folks. They had the following version of the First Amendment. Here we go again. Just pull back the curtain, friends. This is what it said on their website. Congress shall make no law, dot, dot, dot. Whoa. Where's the rest of it? I go on. Abridging the freedom of speech, stopping of, or of the press, or of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Folks, that's not Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. It is in part. It reminds me of Satan trying to quote scripture back to Jesus when he was tempting Jesus in Luke 4 when he drove him out into the wilderness. He was driven by the Holy Spirit to be tempted, folks. The church has got that one backwards too, don't they? The First Amendment actually states, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Well, where's that, ACLU? Well, that didn't work for us. That's right. Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the people, peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. There's been so many lawsuits in the courts of the United States. There's so many people that have been condemned wrongfully because of the ACLU coming in and bullying anybody that doesn't agree with their abridged version of Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. Folks, that's not Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, their version. That's only in portion. In omission. They've omitted pieces of Article 1. Well, they were forced to correct themselves on their site. The conservatives, the patriots, the professed Christians just said, okay, well, at least they corrected themselves. If it would have been you, they would have sued you to no end. Well, they were forced to correct themselves on their site. Their actions certainly exemplify the omission because they've waged a hypocritical war on Christianity and the Constitution when it doesn't line up with their ideologies. Socialism, said Roger Baldwin, founder of American Civil Liberties Union. But what they do approve of and defend is radical anti-American policies. The ACLU has targeted Christians, just like Southern Poverty Law Center, discriminating, bullying. Folks, the ACLU is not only allowed, but also is even applauding the rights of Muslims to practice their faith, which, by the way, they are afforded asylum. They have that right. But when they bring it into public schools, they discriminate against Christianity, and then they advocate Muslim practice of their faith, there's something wrong, especially when it's government money. Here are some examples of the American Civil Liberties Union's shameful.
Shame upon you.
Shame upon you. Hypocrisies. The ACLU has filed lawsuits throughout the United States to remove Christian crosses, Christian flags, and the Ten Commandments from public buildings, although they were erected at the community's request. That is illegal.
Yeah, we see what happened down in Alabama.
Yep. The ACLU has targeted a movement called the Silver Ring Thing, a case in which the Department of Health and Human Services was held in violation of the clause by providing inherently religious activities in its promotion of an abstinence before marriage program, right hand in glove with this administration. The American Civil Liberties Union threatened to bring a lawsuit against Hawaii State Senate for its longstanding tradition of opening each legislative floor session with an invocation. In a letter, the ACLU cited Christian prayer and any reference to Jesus Christ at the legislature is unacceptable. Folks, isn't this, by their own admonition, aren't they only are they not opening the curtain wide to say that Christ is the only problem? Aren't they validating that Christ is alive forevermore? Yes, they are. I said at the college a couple weeks ago, isn't it interesting when you're walking around, you step on a piece of glass, you step on a nail, you get a sliver, you slam your thumb with the hammer. You don't say, Hare Krishna. Yep. Buddha. I mean, Buddha. No, I've never heard anybody do that. They smack their thumb. Bang! Buddha! No, that's not what they say. They don't say, Dalai Lama! Dalai Lama! Dalai! That's not what they say. I've never heard them say that. They don't say, Yen! Yen!
Never heard that.
Nanishka!
No.
No, I've never heard them say that either. I do hear them curse God.
Yep.
And is that not confirmation of Scripture when the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience? Yes, indeed it does. Why? Because he's alive forevermore. The ACLU has broadcast its role in eliminating intelligent design courses in Pennsylvania public schools. That's illegal. Wow. I didn't know that that was their business, to indoctrinate the kids in public schools throughout the country. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake. Oh, by the way, if you'd like to call in, now is the time. 1-877-807-9977. I'm going to come back and we're going to finish up on the American Civil Liberties Union. The end goal is communism.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There was no joy of the Lord.
No.
And they were like having to go to prison and stuff. Ew.
No, it was a vexation to their soul to obey God.
Goodness.
When they're born of His Spirit and they were at... No. When you're born of the Spirit, you do the things of your Father that gave you that Spirit.
Yeah.
Is that what born again means, John 3:3?
Well,
I think it does.
I suppose.
I think it does. In Virginia, the ACLU has protested the issuing of Choose Life license plates and a moment of silence for children, school children, at the beginning of each day. Did you hear what I said? Right hand in glove with this administration. Yeah. Let's abort the babies. Carver Elementary School in San Diego is going to allow Muslim students to pray in school instead of the ACLU threatening this school. They made the following statement in defense of the Muslims. Which, again, so I'm not called an Islamophobe.
Oh, yeah, the phobe thing.
No, they are afforded asylum.
Mm-hmm. That's why they come here, too, by
totally.
The way.
They have every right, but they're still ruled by the same God.
You got it.
See how that works, friends? Because if they're not, then you're going to have war on the gate. You might want to read Judges 5:8. Did you like that?
Because there's war in the gate. Judges 5:8. Yeah.
Wow.
That's it. Whoa. That's enough. Hey. I got to stop now. What was that all about?
Now, that was a good one, Kerry.
Did not fit.
That was a good one. That was timing. That was almost like a Charlie Brown or something like that. And I think the Charlie Brown just fell on Jake.
I'm humiliated.
You get the point. Back to my point. Carver Elementary School in San Diego is going to allow Muslim students to pray in school instead of the ACLU threatening this school. They made the following statement in defense of Muslims.
Oh,
Performing these prayers is widely, said the ACLU, if not universally recognized as one of the five essential pillars of Islam. What a convenient rule!
What country are they in again?
The country is California. They're kind of like an island unto themselves.
They're up there with that Pelosi woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The witch?
Yeah.
In the 8th District?
Did she come into the courtroom on a broomstick or no?
I think she
did. No, she did.
Yeah.
Did she
you know like... she reminds me of? You know when you go to the Satanic Holloway or the holiday every year, Halloween?
Oh, you
ever see that witch where you just see the broom sticking out of the
tree
and then you see that everything else is smashed? That's what she reminds me of every time I hear her name.
She hit that tree again.
Or the witch that fell under the house of Wizard of Oz.
Little slippers on.
Yeah. I wish Toto would have got her.
Yeah.
Oh, that was.
Where's Toto when you need him? I mean, there's plenty of dogs in San Francisco. You took one of them, but it got her.
Totally.
By then.
Did you guys hear that? Do you guys hear Heather in the background?
Who? Heather who?
Yeah. Woof, woof.
Nancy? Heather?
Let me go on here. Performing these prayers is widely, if not universally, recognized as one of the five essential pillars of Islam, said the ACLU. One of these prayer times will always fall during the school day at Carver when students are required by law to be at school. No. You better watch their wording, friends. My kid to go to public school is voluntary. It's not by law that he goes. It's always in the wording, folks. The ACLU is happy to represent a high school teenager who violated her school's dress code by wearing a nose ring. God looks at the heart, not the outward appearance. But the fact of the matter is that they got involved to promote rebellion, body modification. Wow. Folks, I can go on and on. The city of Boston virtually gave away land, and government officials at every level endorsed the construction of a $22 million religious structure. The religious structure and institution was neither a church nor a synagogue, folks. Indeed, ACLU helped get government money to bring forth a religious structure for a mosque. The Islamic Society of Boston's mosque project will be the largest on the East Coast of the United States and will be funded primarily through Middle Eastern money. Sorry. I correct myself. Not our money, their money.
Middle Eastern money.
Here's another one. You know, I mean, I had a guy come in here yesterday, and he was talking about everybody was talking about the homosexual marriage yesterday, and which is no such thing. And he started saying, well, you know, I just think, you know, some of them people were born that way. And I said, really? I said, that's interesting. I said, so like when a guy steals... Mm-hmm. And he doesn't want to be held accountable for the consequence of breaking the law.
Yep.
That's all he has to do is just go up in front of the judge and just say, you know what? I was born this way, sir.
Right.
Or kills or lies or covets or dishonors his parents. I mean, folks, just think. You've already got Muslims backed by the ACLU in Terreout, Indiana, that asked the judge to ease limitations on worship imposed by the Bureau of Prisons. So the ACLU came in, man, they came in just in time. Talking about criminal vigilante, man, you know?
Help the criminals.
Was right there to sue the federal prison on the behalf of the two law-breaking Muslims. Mm-hmm. Wow. That law's a stumbling block, I'll tell you.
Sure.
You know, I mean, next time I get pulled over...
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell the cop if I ever get pulled over again, I got a perfect driving record, praise God. When I get pulled over, I'm just gonna look up at him and say, you know, sir, I was born this way. I was born to speed.
Yep.
There's something wrong with my foot.
And you should tell the cop he needs to help promote your.
Well, if they don't, what we can always do is just get the American Civil Liberties Union involved to help us through.
That's right.
To basically vindicate us.
Mm-hmm. And help you.
I mean, did you hear about
their precedent
talking about self-righteousness and how it builds itself in the worst of men? Did you hear about the guy that only kills on Fridays? He said he was doing his best.
Yeah.
He's doing a great job.
Good for him, though, you know? I mean,
totally.
6 days out of the week, this guy is fighting that urge. And it
totally. And I mean, hey, you know what? If worse comes to worse, maybe what we can do is, you know, if a guy can't stay loyal to his wife and he wants to commit adultery with someone else's wife.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we could send them to counseling or something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they can put them on some meds.
Somebody else would have to pay.
It's got to work for the bureaucracy somewhere around the...
Yeah, we got to somehow get a federal grant for that kind of thing, though. I don't know anybody that would pay for it, so that's when we get the federal government involved. They'll pay for it.
Yeah. I mean, somehow. I mean, we got to help them along. I mean, in Minnesota...
Encourage them.
In Minnesota now, just a side note, they just, you know, they're trying to get this stadium up, and they said what we need to do is, because we're broke and we don't have any money, we need to go bring the state in debt some more.
Yeah.
Why don't we break another one of God's laws, namely number 10, thou shalt not covet. And let's begin to promote lotteries, and let's begin to promote gambling.
Yeah, sure.
And then what we'll do is, when they can't help themselves because they spend all of their money, we'll set up an organization called Gamblers Anonymous. Mm-hmm. I kid you negative, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always that help. Yep. But the gambler can't help himself neither.
No way. Because he's helping build a stadium.
But what about like a drug addict or an alcoholic? By the way, these things were unheard of before the 50s, folks.
Drug addict, alcoholic?
Yeah. I mean, you know,
help them too?
Well, I mean, now there's Alcoholics Anonymous, Drug Anonymous, Cocaine Anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous, Sex Anonymous. What does this all work for?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't work before God. Wow.
You know, that guy who came out of the office the other day, you know, when he brought up, you know, if a guy's born this way, he just likes to steal.
Yeah.
Did the guy agree with you there and say, yeah, there's plenty of them over in Pittsburgh, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Oh, that was bad.
Did he say that at all? No.
Oh, that was bad.
They were born in Pittsburgh. Dude, they are Steelers.
I am blushing right now. I am so embarrassed.
That's pretty pathetic.
That was a bad one.
Number two.
Will you just do me a favor?
But now you can tell a joke and it'll be good.
Oh, I totally will. That's why you're here.
I'm back.
Now listen, just shush, okay? Just don't say anything for the rest of the show.
I'm done.
Okay, and what I'll do is I'll point at you and I'll say another stupid one.
Okay.
Okay.
I got to think of one.
Let's take this call really quick. We got Julie in South Dakota. We got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for calling in, Julie.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
It's going. I wish sometimes Jake wouldn't say anything, but he does it every once in a while, and then I'm the one that gets embarrassed for him.
What's embarrassed?
As a matter of fact, your wife, Jake's wife is one of the producers here, and she's not looking at me right
now. Yeah, she goes in the other side of the
window. She totally does. She's putting on powder on her face so nobody can see that she's blushing as well.
I gotta...
But go ahead.
So instead of ACLU standing for American Civil Liberties Union, they should change it to CCLU, the Communistic Civil Liberties Union.
Well, what they advocate, which is an interesting point that you just made, they advocate lines between church and state, but they have it in the Russian version because in Article 52 of the USSR, their constitution, the government is separated from the state.
Yeah. And it's a master.
And school and the church.
Yeah.
So the state and the church are separate.
Yeah.
Well, they're using that version of the USSR's constitution, mm-hmm. not the American. Our lines between church and state bars them from interfering.
Yeah.
Not in Russia. So you're exactly right. And I think in their confusion, they blurt out the truth. If people would just simply read the constitution, they would see the crooked stick. For the sake of time, Julie, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. That was a good point.
That was a really good point. You know what?
Because it's true.
So they blurt out their confusion. Who was the lady that was testifying before?
Ginsburg?
No, it was the woman, the HR, the Health and Human Services lady. And she had
Siberius. Yes.
Sibelius. Yeah.
Sibelius, yes.
Yeah.
She's a cat, isn't she?
She said, you know, the reason the government can't do that is because separation of church and state.
Folks, the point is the ACLU is bad, bad, bad. All right? It's bad. They do some good things once in a while. And again, I think they do it inadvertently, on accident.
Yeah, and then that guy gets fired. Yeah.
So the point is everything that we do is constitutional. You know, maybe they think our founding documents are only 100 years old, too.
Yeah, I think the Constitution is unconstitutional, according to them.
More to come with that. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. And by the way, this is for the witch, Pelosi.
Of the West.